Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, eh. Ola,
don't bring Sia.
You know who loves Sia?
Who?
Che Diaz.
I'm sure.
By the way, I was getting a lot of messages about Piora.
About who?
Piora.
Who's Piora?
Betty Boop. Thank you to all the people
Oh,
who,
about Pura.
About Pura.
Pura cocaine.
Betty Boop.
People, someone messaged me and they're like, do you have the PDF of that drug thing? And I was like...
Wait, what?
Remember the drug PDF.
Oh, right, yeah.
And I'm sure it was like... I'm sure it was just like a curiosity message, but immediately in my head, I was like, you're the fucking cops.
Yeah, I'm worried.
I was like, I'm not sending.
No, we have to be careful.
No, there's... I was like...
Someone from the Facebook group...
They literally would plan like a sting operation to land me in prison.
They would.
In a prigione.
Wait, speaking of...
prison.
Did you know that the woman from Sopranos was on...
Yeah, on Euphoria.
Fez's grandma.
Charmaine Bucco.
Charmaine
Bucco.
Remember?
Great tits.
Charmaine, I slept with Tony. You were down the shore with your parents.
I love... The Charmaine-essence that's happening on Euphoria.
I could have just watched a whole show about...
I want a spinoff show about...
The grandma.
Grandma and Fez and Ashtray.
I think Angus Cloud is...
So hot.
Fucking hot.
Yeah. Beyond.
When him and...
Maude.
That fight.
Oh, yeah.
I know him and Maude
is... They're cute.
She's like Lexi's...
She's turning
like,
it out.
She might be the
she's
one.
She's gonna turn it out this season.
I think she might be the one.
She's great.
Because she's also like... Truly normal.
A normal
kind.
And like in Euphoria world, if you're normal, you're a nerd, but that's a good thing because those kids are stressing me out.
They are. And I love the show. I think I like ride for Zendaya. I think she's so talented. I love her. But I have to say it's a little hard to watch like a sensitive teen be in like almost die in agony every episode. It's a little hard. Like, and I can't really take her little sounds that she's making, like when her heart is slowing down and she's going like, you know, like it really triggers me. And like, I don't know if I can handle that.
My body is in a full clench from head to toe when I'm watching Euphoria and
I can feel my heart.
It's a lot to put.
Us through.
Yeah, my body through. And I choose to do it.
My body.
But I'm also like stressed out by my own teen years because I'm like, this is the most accurate representation of like my high school experience that I've ever seen.
Damn.
I know. Like,
I mean, I partied, but not like these kids.
Oh, we were.
I guess that's Oklahoma.
I mean, that's just like
well,
teens with access to drugs.
Yeah.
I didn't do heroin.
You didn't do H?
I didn't do H, but...
By the way, I love Martha Kelly as the...
She's everything.
The drug dealer. I hope she's like a recurring...
Yeah, I think she'll be back.
We stand Martha Kelly in this pod.
But yeah, I'm like... That's how like high school felt to me. And then it's also just shocking now that I'm not in that headspace to be like, God, I was so fucking reckless. Like,
yeah.
Because I'm literally watching the show being like, these teens are going to fucking die. Like... When Sydney Sweeney's like sticking her head out the window and he's speeding and drinking and driving with beers, I was like, I've literally done that. Like, how on earth did I survive?
Did you not get like bisected or like decapitated?
No, I lived and I'm here now potting.
Like
I would like...
I was expecting like a Hereditary moment.
Me too. I was like, these kids are going to die. And I think that that's just like...
The point.
That's such a teen mentality of feeling
invincible,
completely invincible, like not thinking any steps ahead,
mm-hmm.
just living in the moment, being like, nothing can touch me. And you're lucky if you like make it through that.
Yeah. I mean, I was reckless to a degree. I drank a lot, but I just. They're wild. They're wild for that.
They're wild kids. And I see them and I relate.
You see them. You hold them in your heart.
I hold space for them.
I hold space for these kiddies. But I'm also like, please stop.
They'll never stop.
Rue, stop.
Rue's never going to stop.
I also
She's
just love
starting.
When, I also just love when Fez is like, Rue, shut the fuck up.
How is Zendaya so good at acting?
She's incredible. She's also like... Rue is really annoying.
Yeah.
But I think that's...
But I love it.
No, I love it too, but she's like a... She plays her perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's like an annoying tweaker.
She's slaying.
She boots the house.
She's booting the house down as Rue. Cassie killing it as per usual. Hiding in bathtubs.
I also loved that like random like heroin addict girl that was with them.
Lips.
Miss Lips.
Miss Lips is serving, and I hope that she's in this season more. She was great.
Who's like the Alexis Demi? What's her character's
Alexa
name?
Alexa Demi. Oh my God. What is her character's name?
Jessica?
No.
When she's pounding on the door.
Yeah, she's everything.
Love that
I
she's
also
like...
love that when they he was like, some girl's passed out in here and she goes, who cares? And like leaves. And I was like, yes.
I know.
Wait, I am a Yellowstoner now.
Welcome to the club.
I'm 8 episodes in. All it took was a few days and I'm 100% on board. I have made an Airbnb wish list of Montana properties. I have looked up a horseback riding expedition that departs this summer that I might try and go on.
Really?
No, I'm like, all in. I'm Montana bound.
You've been converted. Simon's mom has been converted.
I'm going to convert some people in my family.
Yeah. I mean, they should definitely.
Yeah. I'm going to convert my mom because she had brought up Yellowstone to me last year and she was like, what's this show that people are talking
what's
about?
What's this on about?
And now I'm ready to like do some conversion therapy on her and get her to be a Yellowstoner.
It's really incredible. And I mean, I genuinely am shocked that it doesn't get any kind of
It's getting it.
Oh, it is?
This year. I think they got nominated for like ensemble for SAG or something.
They
I mean,
should.
Who gives a shit?
No, but like Kelly Riley should win an Emmy.
I know, but like let's just release award shows and give them no more meaning and importance. This podcast doesn't recognize awards season. Unless someone's fucking booting the house down with a look on the red carpet.
With a look. With a look. But yeah, it's an amazing show and I just... cannot believe how hot Kevin Costner is.
He's hot. And then the guy that plays younger Costner is also hot.
Josh Lucas?
Yeah, Josh Lucas.
Fuck me.
I love Gretchen Mol being
in
it.
I know, playing a
Great
mean...
Great to see her again.
A mean mom.
She goes, I'm going to give you a hard time and you're not going to like it. But it's what you need.
She's like,
everyone's
going to
treat you differently.
She's got a little blood.
Those boys that you wrestle in the yard... they're going to look at you. They're never going to look at you the same. She was getting the bath.
It almost seems like she hates her for being a girl.
Yeah.
She hates her, right?
I'm obsessed with Beth Dutton.
I know.
Just a messy queen. I love when she gets naked and just goes to take a bath in the horse trough.
With a bottle of champagne.
Yeah.
She goes, do you know what this day is?
She's like.
And you think she's going to electrocute herself?
Yeah. I was like, whoa, is she suing in front of everyone? But no, just bathing.
I also love that I was looking on Twitter. I just searched her name on Twitter and all the memes are very like, I can't start my day without my coffee or a little bit of Beth Dutton, like that kind of vibe.
And no, that's such the vibe.
And it reminds me of John Early's Vicky with the V being like, not without my denim. And it's like, truly not without my Beth Dutton.
Beth Dutton, like I love Beth Dutton's stan culture.
She is the definition of a girl boss, but like takes it and flips it on its head.
Every time you
she's
see
not
really
her. She's a girl boss. She's like a terrorist.
She's an alcoholic and a drug addict.
And
I love someone responded, I think, to like our last thing on Patreon was like, Beth Dutton is the epitome of like a woman written by a man. But I love that and I'm not mad at it. I like that for one character.
But and also I love she her. Feels real.
She hangs out with men. She sits with men in the club. And
yeah.
Everyone drinks during the broad daylight.
It's broad daylight alcoholism.
They're literally like, they go to that country western bar, and I was like, what? There's a band playing and a raucous crowd, and it's 4 p.m.
Wait, are people mad that we're talking about Yellowstone?
No, it was just one person, and I was like, he goes, how do you drink so much? And she goes, well, Joe, Adderall. And he goes, ha ha ha, Beth, you're crazy. And she goes, I'm going to take his fucking company. I'll be the CEO by Monday. She's always in CEO by Monday mode.
And she's like...
And she will be.
There's literally an episode where she tells her brother, Jamie, she goes, I can't wait for you to have a child one day because then I can kill it with my bare hands.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I love that they're always hitting each other. She almost shot herself in his car.
He punches his sister square in the jaw.
And he pushes her head into like... the Ford F-150 window.
Yeah.
Love that.
Love, that's just,
that's,
don't, I can't relate with my sister.
I'd bring, probably with a brother of mine, I've had brawl energy before.
Yeah, I guess
siblings with brawl energy, I'm glad that we're getting our moment on the silver screen.
No, it's a good show. As a person of male experience, I probably am biased or I see it through a lens that can't be untangled, but I don't feel like she's, it doesn't feel like she's written by a man.
I see what they're saying with that criticism, but I also don't care.
Yeah, I don't really give a shit.
She's great. And it's love fun. Her and I love her reads and I'm actually channeling and I'm like, this is what it takes.
I love just pulling up in a dusty convertible and just getting out to ruin some lives.
Yeah.
Some corporate. She's a marauder.
Beast. I love like the first time we ever see her, she's wearing like a see-through blouse with a black bra on her.
Yeah.
Going into the boardroom going, I just saved your house.
Your grandchildren.
And your grandchildren and your kids' college funds. Yeah.
She goes,
so why don't you say thank you?
She goes, I want his grandchildren on welfare.
She goes, I wouldn't let that cocksucker pay for my funeral. I was like, literally me.
Yeah. And then she's like, Daddy.
She's always trying to fuck someone. And then she goes, Daddy. And then and then always is like kissing her daddy on the head and like kind of putting her tits in his face. She's also like flirting with her brother all the time.
Which brother?
Jamie.
Oh, they like want to fuck.
They're cruel intentions level fuckery with each other.
But there's a reason.
I get it. Not like that. But
I
want to
fuck Wes Bentley.
Yeah.
I'd fuck him.
Mm-hmm.
He's a pussy.
Yeah. I love that she's just like, hey, you got a dick in your mouth? Or like, she's just
she's always like, are you going to come out now?
Yeah.
There's, I don't know where you are.
I'm at the end of season one. Don't spoil.
Okay.
I stan her and Rip together.
Oh, Rip.
I love Rip.
Rip is... God,
sexy.
It's so good. I'm fully in it. And like, I can't believe this is what I've become.
I love me neither. I didn't see this twist for myself, but I'm embracing it.
It's truly what happens when you've reached the end of TV during the pandemic.
And Yellowstone awaits.
And there's no other option. It's Yellowstone. And then you realize it's fucking great. And you're like, why didn't I look at this sooner?
It's great, but it's also... Shitty? It's the same person that did Friday Night Lights, right?
Yeah,
or is it like Friday Night Lights ask you were saying that? It's shitty in a lot of ways.
It's the same writer who wrote to
the dialogue
to those who wish me dead.
That Angelina Jolie.
So that's
of
how you
course.
Know.
Of course. That is such a Yellowstone vibe.
When she parachutes off the car. Tyler Sheridan.
This
Taylor
makes
Sheridan.
So oh, much sense.
Listen, let's
and like
not
wild
let's not
and like wildlife drama.
Let's
every
not
time
kid
that
ourselves.
You think every time that you think something's okay, there's a grizzly that shows up.
The dialogue is absolutely
they could use us. I'm just saying.
But I,
why
but
don't
they,
you hire us and we'll help you get your dialogue.
They wax poetic like no other show I've ever seen.
Kelly Riley, Beth Dutton is chef's kiss, don't change a thing. But there's sometimes where they're like, hey, what are you thinking? And they're like, I'm thinking this. And they're like, I'm thinking that. And they're like, what am I thinking? And I'm like, okay, can we just do a little
or
another like, pass on this?
Or they're like, the way the moon looks tonight, son, we've been trying to get out of here. You've been trying to escape your whole life. Like that kind of, and it's like, what?
Like, guys.
Guys, it's extra, but you know what? That's why it's so good. It knows what it is. It's a fucking soap opera with blood.
Yeah, so now I'm like, I'm fully on a Montana tip. Thankfully, I have a friend getting married in Montana in August, so I'll get to like get my fix then, but I'm percolating. I literally am Googling like ranches that I could volunteer on. There's like, there's literal like ranch hand tourism where you can like go, like
cosplay.
You can LARP as like a cowboy. You can like.
You should do it.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Todd from Montana.
Montana.
I'm like Australian.
No.
Montana.
Montana.
Maybe Simon and I should have a Montana wedding.
I think we should all go. I think we should do a sup getaway to Montana and we should all pod from Montana.
Just from the ranch.
We should all, you and me, pod from Montana.
Montana.
But Simon could be there too.
And call it Montana.
Like, you can
like
go, you can go shovel shit or you can ride.
I don't shovel shit.
Well,
I
would.
Doing that.
For
I,
a I day's think, workout, I would do it for the workout.
I think about how sensitive I am. I could not hang with these guys. They would drag me to, or they maybe be like, sweet.
You would have to find your way with them and be able to get. I think you could. I'm thinking now of like some of the sound technicians we've come up against that have scared you, but
I've handled it.
You have, and this would be that times 100. But
I've always won over the sound tech, the bros at these venues.
I know.
Always won them over.
But I think a good challenge for you, a fully immersive experience, would be to get some FaceTime with some cowboys.
You know what? I won't take it that far. But I'm like, God,
I want them to tape you to a horse.
Wish I was like, oh, my grandfather owned some land.
I really wish that my either of my grandfathers
deeply problematic wish.
Had owned land. Yeah.
Deeply, deeply fucked up.
A terrible wish, but
terrible
a wish,
wish
nonetheless. I wish that I had incredibly wealthy landowner relatives that lived in a beautiful mansion in the middle of Montana on a ranch that I could just go to whenever I wanted. On stolen indigenous land.
Damn. It's pretty brutal. I mean, the show really... Look, the show is both terrible and amazing. I'm just happy I've reached the end of the TV universe where all roads lead to Yellowstone.
It is
to
a
Montana.
Yellowstone world and we're just living in it.
To Montana.
Literally 15 million people are
agreed.
Tuning in. And if loving Yellowstone is wrong, I don't want to be right.
I posted this week, I was thinking about it, I posted that I was a guidance counselor at Euphoria High, and like that I eat lunch in my car and have night terrors, and it like went viral, and I had so many people being like, you're fucking shitty at your job then. Like,
everyone knows teachers don't have time. Like, you're just a bad person. You're a bad fucking... Like, people were coming from
my
head.
They thought it was literal.
They were snatching my wigs and telling me how bad I was and being like, God, teachers deserve better than this and, like, all this shit. And I was thinking, like, of course, incredible, like, you know, amazing how fucking stupid people are and just how much... But also...
Wow.
But I was thinking, wow, really no one... outside of like New York and LA Twitter, like,
oh, yeah.
cares
no one
about
knows.
HBO or knows about Twitter or
cares about anything.
And I was like, they care about Yellowstone. But I was like, damn, they just genuinely don't know what the fuck Euphoria is. And like, that's fine.
I love it. They think that there's a high school called Euphoria High.
Yeah. But like, just people, and then like, people were dragging me and people were like, yeah, like for the win. Like, people were coming for like, adding on to them. You're just bad at your job, people said.
That's amazing.
Or like, I feel bad for these kids or like all this shit. And I was like, you know what?
You're like, me too.
Yeah. And then someone being like, people being like, what a fucking stupid shit post. Now I don't know what, now I know what show not to fucking watch. I was like, all right.
All right. Stay away from it then.
But I was like, wow, no one really knows about, no one, most of the world doesn't give a shit about Twitter.
No, no, no. It's a
TV.
1,000 people give a shit about Twitter. Yeah.
How wrong I am.
Yeah, like, it's Yellowstone world.
Although today I was holding the door for, a woman walked into Starbucks and she said, I love you on Twitter.
Oh, I love that.
And I said, thank you. And I held
finally
the door.
Some recognition.
Finally.
Starbucks, the one place you can count on
the one
getting
place.
Good at fan interactions.
Yeah.
It's hard now without Starbucks in my life to interface with a fan.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Underwear drawers are like the Wild West of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. When you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. But now that I've felt the buttery, soft comfort of MeUndies, my other pairs have got to go. Because MeUndies are all I reach for. I received the feel-free lace high-waisted brief from MeUndies, and I have to say, I love to sleep in a high-waisted brief, and I also like to wear briefs under dresses. And let me tell you a thing or two about these briefs. They were super comfortable. I love the fabric, and I feel like they will be the perfect accompaniment to a pair of pajamas or an extra large t-shirt. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for every body. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. Not happy with your first pair of undies? It's on MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/sexy. That's MeUndies.com/sexy for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Speaking of fan.
Oh yeah, we have to talk about this show.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to
Sexy Unique Podcast. They did that.
I give this episode a 6.57 out of 10.
I give it a
B.
B.
Solid B.
Yeah.
It was good.
I genuinely lolled. You bore witness to my genuine lols, and I had about three genuine lols.
I lolled hard at that one gag.
Mm-hmm.
Felt very original SATC. We had to endure some more Shay. Shay came back, and they did a tight three at
the fundraiser.
LTW's fundraiser. They finger-fucked Miranda again and kissed Miranda's titties.
They kissed her nipples.
Oof. So we had to go through that. We saw some real Che Diaz heads. These two straight ladies loving them.
Oh my
loving
God.
Their Netflix special.
Also,
but
someone tagged me. I guess Lala went on a podcast and admitted that she's very turned on by Che Diaz.
Oh, you know, I saw someone on Twitter write, there's an article, like a woman wrote, I'm sorry, but I'm turned on by Che.
They're out there.
And I think they know that it's shameful, but they're saying it anyway, and I kind of respect that.
I do respect it as well, but I also, if you like Che Diaz, I don't like you, and I want you to stay the fuck away from me.
See yourselves out.
See yourselves out. I'm sorry, but like Che Diaz makes me homophobic.
I would love to see Lala dating Shay.
That is a couple that I actually could very much see them together.
I would fuck with that couple.
Shay kind of looks like Randall in some ways.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're... Listen, they, as they say in the show, they have a lot of sex.
Shay gets puss.
Shay gets a lot of puss. They're getting lots of DMs. They're not seeing all of them, they're very high. They're doing a lot of weed.
Okay.
I do a lot of weed.
I do a lot of weed and I get a lot of DMs. Shay, put the fucking bong down, you drug addict.
Go to a meeting.
I'm sorry, if someone says multiple times, I'm so stoned I don't remember, that's not normal. No. I don't think we should normalize being so fucking high that you just like don't know what you're doing or saying.
Well, that's another podcast. That's a whole other can of worms.
But I'm just going to say it now. This is my Shay intervention.
I want to do a marijuana intervention on Shay as well. I want to do a marijuana intervention on a lot of people.
Yeah.
But wrong city to live in.
Table that.
Bring that to the red table.
I'm going to, yeah, but let's bring Shay to the red table.
Shay should go on red table. I want Shay Jada
totally would go on red
and
table.
Her mom to just like
read Shay like a cheap novel.
Or just ask them about like what's going on.
Yeah.
How
predator?
Why are you like
pothead?
I think Jada would do a good job at
breaking Shay down.
Breaking Shay down.
So this episode also introduces another unsavory character in the form of Carrie's editor, to which I say, Where's Amy Sedaris?
Yeah, where's Amy and Molly Shannon?
Yeah. Why this, by the way, lady?
We screamed so much. We screamed twice, blood-curdling screams during this episode that Tony was very upset about.
Tony, when Shay walked out for the first time this episode, we both screamed and Tony started barking uncontrollably. Like, Shay Diaz, the very sight of them even affects animals.
You know, it's funny. I genuinely had the thought as soon as the fundraiser was happening. I was like, and LTW was like kind of flubbing her. I was like, they're going to bring Shay.
They're
out.
Coming.
I truly.
You knew.
I had a feeling that Shay was going to come. Because I was like, where's Shay? Mm-hmm. I said to you in the beginning, have they written Shay out? Because they realized that people would be turned off by them.
I love. You were like, mid episode 6, when Miranda and Carrie are walking down the street and Carrie's like, does Shay ever talk about me? Did they bring me up on the podcast? And Carrie's like, no. And Carrie O'Donnell goes, do you think the writers knew that everyone would hate Shay, so they wrote them out? And I was like, no, I don't think that. I but I wished in my heart of hearts that Carrie had turned to Miranda and went, Shay died.
Miranda,
Shay's dead.
Shay died from smoking too much weed.
Shay overdosed on marijuana died.
They went crazy. Wanna come?
And I was like, that I would accept that, no questions asked.
Miranda went, huh.
You want to fuck? And Carrie goes, no, sweetie.
Honey. No. And they just kind of keep walking. Charlotte has a completely pointless plot line.
Yeah, a plot line that never wraps up, but I was mad at it at first. But then I was like, okay.
I get it.
The writers love to give Charlotte and LTW the exact same plot lines and like exact same life experiences, which just leads me more down the conspiracy theory that LTW is AI. Charlotte. Yeah. She's AI Charlotte.
No, I agree.
Studying, monitoring, mm-hmm. mirroring in hopes for a future takeover.
Well, Charlotte goes through this whole thing of like, why women shouldn't have to say sorry. And it's like, yes, it's good to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think they did it well.
I
liked when Charlotte told Harry to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, she goes, you're driving me fucking crazy. I like when Charlotte loses it.
Yeah, I like that too.
And curses. And I want her to curse more at Harry. I want women to curse more at men and insects in the city.
Steve comes out of nowhere at a farmer's market and goes, Miranda, I was looking for you. I was over there by the apricots.
Steve is mentally deteriorating more and more by the day.
Steve berates Professor Dr. Nia Wallace, who's just trying to get through the farmer's market without running into Rambo. And lo and behold, she sees Miranda, tells her that she's, again, not pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
But she hasn't told her husband yet. But she goes, keep that a secret. And then after, out of nowhere, Steve emerges and goes, Miranda, I didn't oversee you over there. What's going on? Where am I? Steve is literally sundowning.
He is Sleepy Joe vibes.
Totally.
Cannot get it together. He doesn't even like know how to finger Miranda anymore. This is not the same man.
I know. Steve was good at fucking.
Steve was sexy and sexual.
He was cute. He was sensitive. He wanted to talk about things.
And he would bring stuff up if something was wrong. So that also leads me to believe that he has Alzheimer's. Yeah, I will accept no other explanation.
He was like the only one who could really call Miranda out.
And now Miranda's just like,
fucking annoying.
Awful.
She's like, finger
me. She's arguably the worst, right?
She might be worse than Shay.
To me,
because there's not much Shay can do that is Shay. The bar was already low.
The bar was low, and I guess just keeps getting a little lower, but descending into the depths of hell. But it's not surprising. But at this point, I'm like, I actually can't fuck with Miranda. Yeah, the hair really. When Miranda's hair is curly, you better watch out.
She's like, she turns to Steve and goes, finger fuck me. And he's like, all right.
I'm just in the mood. Kiss my neck.
Kiss my neck.
Finger
grab
me.
Kiss my neck. Grab my one tit. Shove me over the counter like Shay did. And then Steve's like, all right. But he's just so not into it. I'm like, I just...
They're both just not good at sex with each other anymore, which I guess is a real thing that happens.
No, it's real.
But I'm also traumatized because I'm like, is this getting old? Is this what we all have to look forward to? You're about to get married. Don't go down the road of Miranda and Steve.
Well, we're not having kids.
Gays have it better because a lot of times they can fuck other people too. Mm-hmm. So that keeps things a little bit spicier.
I'm not worried.
Yeah.
And we're not.
I'm not worried for you guys either. I don't see like a sad attempt to finger each other while leaning over a kitchen island.
No, I'd be like, let's go.
Yeah.
And we don't have kids to worry about coming in.
I just don't want to like...
I think they're... Laura, I think it's a little... I mean, I think that happens with... Any couple of any persuasion has moments of like feeling...
Something. Dry as a bone.
Dry as a desert. But I think they're kind of really shining a light on it with old Hobbs. Chablis Hobbs.
She just cleaned up her alcoholism problem just like that.
She should...
That Miranda was a should, true Miranda, just like that.
I really want... Miranda should relapse.
Please, for I the hope, love of God.
She should drink more.
I think she will. I feel...
She needs to get...
I miss Chablis Hobbs.
I miss old Chablis Tito's Hobbs. clanking in her big long chomp.
Her huge backpack. Her boulder of a backpack that she lugs around. I was also like, the beginning of this episode made it seem like a year went by, but it was only 3 months. I was like, what is time in this universe?
Yeah, we see Carrie like at her computer, the season. It was like that scene in
she
Twilight.
She wrote a book.
It was like that scene in Twilight where there's a possibility. Wait, by the way, justice for my girl, Kristen Stewart, for not getting a SAG nom.
No SAG nom?
Gaga got one over her. Which, and I'm a Gaga head, but I didn't see Gucci, but I know Kristen was better.
Yeah, who did she hurt at SAG? Has to be something deeper to that.
It's homophobic.
It is homophobic.
Mm-hmm.
Justice for K-Stew. And just like that, I'm not homophobic anymore.
Yeah, Carrie writes a book about like a very like Carol Radziwill, What Remains, sort of searing, you know, elegy on death and widowdom and losing big. And her editor, who's just like this annoying woman at this bookstore that looks like a book company that looks like a Starbucks Reserve, is like, could you make it a little lighter?
She's like, your readers are going to throw themselves out the window with a pint of Haagen-Dazs. And I was like, Carrie's readers don't eat, number one. And number two, they're all dead from COVID.
I know. I was like, who are Carrie's readers? She keeps talking about her readers. And I'm like, well, evidently, no one knows about you in this world anymore.
Yeah, so where are the readers?
Third fiddle on a podcast hosted by Shay Diaz.
O'Donnell posited that all of Carrie's readers died of COVID.
O'Donnell?
Yeah. Well, hey. I have to like
O'Donnell
differentiate between.
I feel like I'm at my boys.
Carrie Bradshaw, aka the Carrie, and then you're second fiddle to Carrie Bradshaw.
I am, of course.
You're O'Donnell.
I feel like I'm at my all boys school.
O'Donnell rules.
Hey, O'Donnell. O'Donnell rules.
Like in Billy Madison when they go, O'Doyle rules. O'Donnell rules.
My lesbian gym teacher in middle school used to go, hey, O'Donnell, get over here. Miss Wadlinger.
Wad?
Miss Wadlinger. Shout out to her, you, wherever you are.
Love her.
I'm probably outing her, but.
Well.
Sorry.
Sorry, Miss Wad.
Miss Waddle.
You posited, yeah, that Carrie's.
All her readers have passed in the pandemic.
I thought, wow.
Good point.
Good point. And also, what if scientists discover that COVID is most deadly for fans of Carrie Bradshaw?
Well, they
and
did.
And that's the tie that binds.
They
They're
did
like,
determine
we thought
that
it was genetic, but it actually is mental.
They did determine that COVID kills more men than women.
Mm-hmm.
So what if the other common denominator is owning all three of Carrie's book collection.
Yeah.
And being a subscriber to her now defunct column.
And we realized, too, that she was way more popular amongst men than women, even.
Wow.
And that's a twist.
But yeah, Carrie just constantly is worrying about, what are the readers going to say? So the editor is basically like, you need to go on a date and start fucking.
You have to give them a glimmer of hope. Just go on one date.
So then Seema, who just randomly is in like one scene.
Oh, and yeah.
She's the fourth lady who like... She's officially taken up Samantha's seat at the dinner table with the four women, basically not speaking at all, except for one part going, Carrie, I signed you up for Raya.
Yeah, wait, I didn't even register that Seema was at the table, and then it showed again, and I was like, oh, wait, she is just Samantha now.
She's making all these kind of like, Also,
Why is she Carrie's personal assistant?
Yeah, she's like, does she have...
She does so much for Carrie.
Did she have some homes to sell?
I mean, I guess Carrie's earned her like $600K worth of commission. So she's like, if things are slow, she'll put Carrie's puss on a dating app. But like, so I guess like maybe not that crazy.
Carrie sees, she swipes on every guy that she has... matched on her or whatever is verified. Even the teacher she goes on a date with has a blue check.
Interesting.
Why?
Maybe just identity is verified.
I think he's like a published academic.
He's a math teacher. Isn't he like a high school math teacher?
And his occupation
this man
is
should
teacher.
Know Wait, that he hit the jackpot when Carrie Bradshaw, noted billionaire, swiped right on him.
Old clanky Bradshaw. She swipes on this one particular fellow who's very cute, like attractive.
Peter.
Silver fox Peter. And his occupation says teacher, widower. And Carrie's like, well.
Two can play this game.
Two can play this game. I can take him. I beat you to it.
But also, like, can't we just find Carrie a matchmaker? I wish Patty Stanger, millionaire matchmaker, would get on SATC and like... Carrie needs to be with like someone that's also at her level.
Carrie used to just like bump into guys at like a coffee shop and then become boyfriend, girlfriend with them like immediately.
Yeah, she just isn't doing that really anymore. And I get
Why not?
Because she's old. Because these are all old crows.
No, I want these people. I want her to like be in the mix again. I want her to be...
She's out of the mix. She's been out of the mix for 15 years.
They lied to me because in that episode, when she says, and just like that, I was back in my heels. She is not back in her heels.
No.
She is back to square one and they lied to us.
They did.
I was like, I'm like actually getting emotional. That shot of her in that killer dress with those...
With her hair.
Her stilettos.
Head of the gods.
I was like, yeah, she's going to be out in the town. She's going to be fucking again. She's going to be smoking cigs. Mm-hmm. She's going to be like, you know, in the mix with all the best of them. No, she's as timid as ever. And I'm pissed.
She walked from her closet to her computer and then sat down and wrote that book. You thought she was going to walk right out into the world. Think again.
I was hoping she would have like a hot girl fall. And like be like,
no,
fresh on the scene, get this puss. Like
she's basically like,
get this widow puss.
Don't know if I'll ever fuck again.
I know, but they made it seem like the old Carrie was back, and they set us the fuck up, and I'm actually upset about it.
Yeah.
Do you hear me?
You are. Your like, eyes are getting glassy.
No, I'm like actually upset because I wanted Carrie wearing like one of those stupid like.
Wear her Hermes scarf on her arm or like an arm bangle. Go out, smoke a cig. It's not like it used to be. All the men that she's like interested in, they're just making getting old look very unappealing. I'm like, should I be asking for someone to euthanize me by the time I turn 50? Like,
to go in that box.
I ask for just to be mercy killed at the age of 49. Because
that little
this,
like suicide
Yeah,
pod.
In a Swedish suicide pod. Just end it, I guess.
I said to you at one point, I said,
Should Carrie just kill herself?
Hugo, what if she kills herself at the end of Just Like That? And I was like, I wouldn't put it past her, because what do you have to look forward to? Being dry as a bone, shady as, not fucking.
Clank, walking from your closet to your computer.
Literally walking from your closet to your desk.
It sucks.
It sucks.
It really sucks. And I'm just like,
it sucks.
Stop. That was uncontrollable.
No, it sucks. And then if you're a man, you can like play tennis and do whatever. If you're a man, you're a little pussy. You're just bitching at your wife all the time.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So Carrie goes on this date with this guy. It's awkward at first, and then they both bond over losing their spouses. And then Carrie goes, we're going to need some drinks. And then cut to, like, a few hours later, they're just both... Are they? I'm like, are you high?
They're shit tanked. They're blackout, wasted.
Laughing.
Stumbling out of the restaurant, laughing it up. Looks like a successful date to
me. Like a great date. And then he vomits, and then she vomits.
And that's when I laughed. That got was funny. A genuine lull, and I was like, that's amazing. Like, they should definitely go out again.
Yeah, that was a great, like, first disastrous first date story. Like, you just get so drunk that you both vom.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like,
on the street.
That's fun. Now it's like, you've broken the ice.
Yeah.
You've seen this person vomit and they're still cute. Do it again. Why didn't they do it again?
Well, I love also the world of Sex and the City is so small that everyone happens to be at the fundraiser.
Yeah. So Charlotte forces once again her friends to come to this stupid benefit that benefits her children.
Mm-hmm.
And they plus Anthony arrive. And Carrie explains to them, like, God, I had the worst date. Why do I sound like Jennifer Coolidge? God.
God.
I just had the worst date of my life. And then Anthony's like, well, I shit my pants in the 7th grade. And then Carrie goes, well, I got you beat. I'm like, all right, I get it.
Okay, but I was really hoping that he would tell an adult shitting pants story. Because that's, like, a real date.
Yeah, why did it have to
Why can we not go there?
We had to go to him in middle
school. It's 2021.
Going on
a date. It's 2022.
Yeah. No, honey, it's 2029.
It's 2030.
This show, I'm telling you, this season will take place over 10 years.
This season takes place in the metaverse.
It's station 11.
It is.
Year 20.
I hope at the end they all, like, it ends with, like, everyone cheersing. And then you just see everyone taking off their, like, VR goggles.
Or it's, like, 6 feet under where you see how they all die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Carrie is just, like, sad. She puts on, like, a sad little dowdy dress for the fundraiser.
But why is this sad? Tell me why this date is... It's, like, it's actually a cute, youthful date. Like, you got drunk together. It's funny. You're both, like...
You text afterwards?
Yeah, you've both been through, like, the worst thing imaginable. And now here you are with an attractive person getting blottoed at some bar and then puking on the street together like you're 22.
Yeah. Like, why it's not ideal, but it's not the worst possible thing that could have happened. And so then randomly Peter, the math teacher, happens to be also at the fundraiser. And Carrie's like, I cannot even look at him.
She's like, Anthony, step in front of me. So she uses him as a human shield. Like every woman in her gay.
Good for human shield.
And then Lisa, LTW is just surprisingly, like, super uncharismatic and
awkward
on the mic, and is emceeing it with her husband. And they're both just, like, really bad at, like, addressing a crowd and being fun, which I don't believe. I don't buy it.
Yeah.
LTW seems like she can get up and just, like, wing it. She's like a producer.
I know. Something ain't adding up.
Yeah. And then things are getting so bad that they bring out their secret weapon, Shea Diaz, who comes out and does a tight three, as we said, and Miranda's immediately hard.
Mm-hmm.
She's just immediately wet.
Yeah.
And she's like, I must.
Gushing.
She's a geyser, freaking the fuck out. She and Shay have this little reunion, and she's like...
They really... Not only did they not just kill off Shay Diaz, they literally gave Shay a tight three and then beat us over the head with the fact that Shay, every woman Shay meets is a fan. Cut to like these two ladies in the front row as soon as Shay came on stage. They go, hey, how are you? And it cuts to these women going like, ah.
Yeah. Hey, hey, everyone. They go, hey, hey, how the hell are you? And then the women are like, we love your Netflix special. My husband, I watched it so many times. My husband asked, is everything okay with you? I'm like, okay. And Shay's just like,
you know how it is.
Yeah. And then Shay sees Miranda and Shane Rambo head off to go have an affair.
They're like, you know what I want to do right now? I want to get you naked and fuck your pussy. And Miranda's just like, let's go.
Miranda's so then like, my Uber is here. I was like, bitch, cancel it. Which she does, I guess, whenever they go to Shay's apartment and then get naked. Steve is literally in a dumpster somewhere. His toe has been nibbled off by a rat. He's still at the farmer's market.
Yeah.
Oh, Miranda, I'm going to get some apricots.
He
wandered into a cabinet under their kitchen sink and couldn't find his way out.
Mm.
Shay and Miranda are naked in the bed, and Miranda goes, I love you.
I'm in love with you.
And Shay was like, you're in love with you. And I was just like, I hate both of you.
Well, Shay, they sort of play it off like this is a normal thing for them to hear. People's
everyone just falling in love with Shay left and right.
People just professing their love to them, like up and down. And so Shay,
that's just Shay. That's just Shay for you.
Are we gonna get a spinoff?
Don't even do it.
I'm greenlighting it.
Don't even put that into the universe.
I'll write a treatment.
You would write on the Shay Diaz show. You get a job writing for like the Shay Diaz show and you leave this podcast to go work on the Shay Diaz spinoff. I will legit kill myself.
I'm submitting a package
of
the
suicide pod.
And kill me.
Yeah.
You'd more likely murder me.
I will literally midsommar you in your apartment. I will fully hook up the fucking gas tank of your car. I will walk into the elevator, bring a tube all the way up to the floor of your apartment, duct tape it into your door.
You gotta let Simon live.
I'll let him live. I'll chloroform him, drag him out, and you've gotta go.
I'm submitting. The Shay Diaz packet is huge. It's very extensive. There's seven sketches.
It's sketches.
They are all about sketches. They are all about tight 30s.
I'm not talking
30 minutes. I'm talking 30 seconds.
That is like what would happen.
Mm-hmm.
I guess like on where would Shay Diaz's sketch Bonanza take? It would be on Netflix, I assume.
Oh, it would be on
Netflix. Would give Shay like a short form content show.
It'd be on Tubi.
It'd be like a short form content show on Netflix that no one watches.
It's an AT&T original.
Mm-hmm. What was that like app that came out for 5 seconds and then
Quibi?
Yeah. It's a Quibi.
It's on Quibi.
It premieres on Quibi to an audience of three.
Quibi. Quibi's still happening.
Is it?
No.
No.
It's a ghost.
In this universe of Sex and the City, it's happening. But yeah, everyone's at the fundraiser. Peter the math teacher. Like, I guess Charlotte not only made her friends come to the fundraiser, but she's also like, you all have to like
she's like human trafficking
things up for the silent auction. And Carrie's silent auction thing is a lunch date with sex writer Carrie Bradshaw. And that was my other lol of the episode.
Yeah, they...
was when they call her a date with sex writer Carrie Bradshaw.
So the last item, yeah, is like... and then they start auctioning it. And Charlotte, no one's bidding because everyone's married.
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte starts the bidding war with herself. Carrie at one point raises it to 1,000. She's like, oh, I don't want to be here. And then Peter, the math teacher, goes, I'll do 1050.
1,050. And I was like, honey, you need to put that money into like a Roth IRA because you're a math teacher.
I know.
I hope she Venmos him for that money after they go out on this date. I would not. No.
Yeah. So then this is their chance at a second. And then at the end, Carrie says, and just like that, I got my glimmer of hope going on a second date with him.
All in all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Better than it's.
Anything's better than last week's.
Well,
honestly. Oh, and I forgot my third law of the episode. Was the, and I didn't realize it was Nia Wallace, not Nia Wallace. Nia Wallace storyline.
Oh, that was great.
Nia Wallace almost hits a gay couple and their baby that in, they're like, strolling. Yeah. Yeah. And they one of them screams at her. And I was like, this is classic.
He
gay terrorist. He's
banging
father.
On the window going, I have a toddler.
Can you not look at the light? I have a toddler.
And Naya and her husband are like, okay.
They're like, sir.
I like Naya.
Yeah, I was happy. She and her husband are hot.
They are.
I better accept because it seems like we're just going to keep getting more storylines. So I accept them as characters in their storyline. I'd actually like to petition that they replace Miranda and Shay.
With Naya.
With Naya and her husband.
Yeah.
Just put them at the table.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. I can't take any more Shay.
More Seema, more Naya, and less Hobbs.
Shay Randa.
Shay Randa. They'll be in the tabloids.
They are. I'm christening them Shay Randa.
Shay Hobbs.
Shay Randa Hobbs has got to stop. I need Shay Randa to go away, to go a Shay.
Shay Bleese.
Shay Bleese Hobbs.
And just like that.
Shay Randa died.
Is anyone listening attracted to Shay? And there's no shame. There's no Shay.
I told you I had a tiny glimmer.
Yeah.
When Shay fingered Shibley, I was like, for 5 seconds, and then it turned straight to disgust.
No shame here.
But it's honestly igniting so much, I guess, of my lesbian shame, and not in a fun, cute way, in like a really
Oklahoma way. Christian?
Not even.
Growing up in the 90s?
It's just doing nothing for lesbian culture. We're not moving the culture forward with Shay Diaz.
It's giving regression.
It's giving back in the closet vibes.
But that's what we're striving for in 2022.
Yeah, it's for everyone to go back in the closet.
So maybe Shay is actually what we've been waiting for.
Shay is going to be the reason that Democrats lose the next election.
Oh my God, don't even.
Shay is what happens when Dems lose, like the midterms, Dems will lose and you have one person to blame and it's actually two people, Shay Randa.
Did you see, by the way, did you see that interview with Kamala last night where they were like, a lot of people are like, why haven't you just changed your COVID strategy? Because it's clearly not working.
What did she say?
She sounded, I'm not like... She sounded like she was slurring a little and like on pills. And it has to be seen to be believed.
Should I pull it up?
Yeah. But it's honestly giving, and it made me stan her a little because she didn't make any sense. It's giving.
So are we just going to get like COVID tests in the mail?
I don't fucking know.
I don't want a stimulus check.
I'd rather have money.
Yeah.
It's giving.
Is this it? Okay, wait.
Six former administration officials last week wrote that open letter urging the administration to change course, to change strategy. Is it time?
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day.
Queen of spin.
Every day it is time for us to...
What does that mean?
How iconic.
It's time for us to do what we have been doing. Every day.
She's... I'm not trying to be a truther, but she's slurring. She sounds a little fucked up in that.
It's a little bit Meredith Marks. Uh-huh. This is the opioid crisis.
Is time...
Honey, if I were in that what White House, saying? I'd be popping pills too.
The fuck did she say?
That means nothing.
It is time to keep on doing what we've been doing. It is time to agree.
She's like Kim Richards.
And the guy just goes, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. She sounds like my psychic that I used to go to that was drunk.
Do you think she's like a drunk?
Maybe. That is not someone that's in their right state of mind. That's not someone that's like tired. That's drunk.
Anyway.
Think we should get a bottle.
She and Shibley should get a bottle.
Stop Chirenda. 2022.
Yeah, drunk Kamala 2022.
Drunk Kamala.
I respect. I live for drunk Kamala.
I hope that she just gets like a crippling alcohol addiction and we see it play out. That would be like the reality show of my dreams. Side note, sorry there's no new Vanderpump Rules episode this week. I just like seriously couldn't. I've reached.
Oh, well, Lisa has COVID.
She finally got
me, darlings.
She shared a Bitmoji of herself cringing, and she's Ben. My time has finally come.
The time is finally.
Speaking of drunks.
I bet she's just drunk on mononucleo.
Oh, she's getting the infusion for sure.
She's just like fucked up on antibodies.
$1,500. Hook me up.
$1,500 for remdesivir.
Do it. Do it to my dog.
Go
too.
Do it. Give it to Ken. Give it to Pandora. Give it to my son-in-law.
She'd have a full mononucleotide party.
But not to Max.
He needs to learn his lesson.
He needs to learn his lesson. Give me those antibodies.
Yeah, I've really hit a wall with Vanderpump Rules, and I'm going to try to maybe continue doing it, but I can't make any fucking promises. Guys, I just realized like life's too short to like subject myself to watch that show and talk about it.
Listen,
it's
Laura,
not a job that I feel like doing.
I haven't watched one episode of this whole season.
I don't blame you. Every time I literally was like,
I hope people aren't offended by that, but I just...
No, I don't. I mean, I've said before on this podcast, like, I've been like, I'll stick with it to the bitter end. Like, I don't care. But I actually do care, and I value my mental health and my life, and I want to love my job, and it makes me not love my job. And so, therefore...
You gotta live.
I know. So, I really don't know what's gonna happen, but stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. This is me when you ask me if Vanderpump Rules is coming back. If I can just give you an answer whether or not I will do Vanderpump Rules again.
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day. Every day it is time for us to agree.
That's me when you're like, will
time.
You?
Will you keep recording?
Ask me. That's your answer.
Put that on the Washington Monument.
That's like actually an iconic statement.
It is. During a pandemic.
A statement that means
nothing. It actually is a perfect
summation of where we are at. Yeah.
Completely.
It's iconic. And
no one can tell me otherwise.
Kamala has another stan, and her name is Lars Marie.
I know. I'm kind of like into...
I'm into drunk Kamala.
Drunk?
Not sober Kamala.
No. No. Would never want to be near that person.
But no, but drunk Kamala.
Kind of nihilistic and sort of topsy-turvy.
And vague.
And vague. Vague Kamala. Vague drunk Kamala.
Sign me up.
Guys.
Guys.
Keep with it. With Just Like That. And...
Yeah. This show...
We're trying. I like it.
I like it. This.
I like
it's been
it.
A roller coaster.
It's been. Pass me the bottle.
Three genuine lols in this climate is actually great. That's the most I've laughed at any episode of In Just Like That, and I'll take what I can get.
Me too. Let us know if you laugh.
Yeah, did you laugh? Are you staying with it? Have you given up? What are you giving up on that has sucked joy out of your life that you're saying no more? Let us know. Write us an email, sexyuniquepodcast@gmail.com. We read emails on bonus episodes, and I put those bonus episodes on the Sup Patreon. You can get access for $6 a month. Patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast. Buy tickets to our shows that are coming up.
Guys,
we have another exciting tour announcement coming up as well.
Next week.
There's so much great, sexy, unique stuff happening.
We love you.
We love you.
It is time for us to go. To
continue doing what we are doing and for us to agree that now is the time.
Goodbye.
Bye.